This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gun Works. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gun Works seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com for weapons you want without any delays. Check them out. Check them out. Went and picked it up today. This got ordered on Monday, and it came from Salt Lake City to, it actually got here yesterday. This is a Springfield Armory M1A SOCOM CQB. As you all know, I also have an M14 by Fulton Armory. This feels like it weighs so much less than that gun. I love the M14 M1 platform. This is actually, it's small. And it's light. And, of course, it only came with one 10-round magazine. And I have ordered magazines, but I'm going to build a rig with this. I'm going to build a rig with this. It's going to run with another piece that is carried by Reactive Gunworks, and that's going to be a Agency Arms Glock 21. Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. It's fantasy land for those of us that like nice weapons. Coming out of Lexington, Massachusetts. We've already had this one time. You know, and I want you to think about this. I've got this little meme, okay, that I saw the other day. And I want you to think about this. And let me just pull it up and then there we go. There she comes. Now, 200 years ago, we went to war over a 2% tax increase on a breakfast beverage, and it wasn't even coffee. Then they came looking for the guns at Lexington and Concord, and what they got was a whole lot of pain. Now, in Lexington, in the town of Lexington, of Lexington and Concord fame, they have Article 34. Everybody should read Article 34. Here's a part of the text that's in Article 34 that everybody needs to be aware of. Any weapons or magazines deemed illegal within the town of Lexington shall be seized and destroyed by the police of the town of Lexington. Once again, a stage is being set in that locale, in that zip code. This chilling language and the image that it puts forward should be a very grave concern to every one of us, regardless of where you stand on the issue of gun rights and gun control, because this is a confiscation measure. And as such, goes well beyond the federal assault weapon ban of 1994, as well as the ban currently in effect throughout the Commonwealth. They're not talking about employing these very severe tactics against gang members or terrorists, but instead against the most law-abiding of Massachusetts residents, the licensed gun owners who have successfully passed some of the strictest scrutiny in the United States, as well as the discretion of the chief of police there. This language should give even Article 34's supporters cause for concern. You're not talking about machine guns here, fully automatic weapons, or indeed rapid firearms of any kind. And you're not talking about unusually high-powered firearms. This measure relies primarily on the presence of certain cosmetic or ergonomic features to define assault weapons, a certain kind of grip here, a certain kind of stock there. Why do they always go there, too? Why do they go to the trivial? Why do they go to the cosmetic feature that has nothing to do with its lethality? The lethality is based upon the caliber. It's based upon length of barrel. That'll determine certain parts of the velocity. But these guns are functionally unremarkable. It's only their appearance which distinguishes them from other perfectly commonplace guns. And for that, they're going to consider turning law-abiding friends and neighbors into criminals. So remember those words, Massachusetts, Lexington, Massachusetts. Remember those words, seize and destroy. Then remember who the target is. That's you, the law-abiding gun owner. And then contact your town council meeting members and selectmen and show up at the town meeting so you can defeat the measure. Now, I reached out to the Gun Owners Action League, and tomorrow Jim Wallace will be joining me from there, and we'll talk about this. But, I mean, Mike Sweeney wrote, just as we fired the first shot to start the revolution, this may be the first shot, no pun intended, start a movement against assault weapons that would capture the state and therefore may explode to reach the country. Going back April 19, 1775, the British Redcoats marched out of Boston, heading for Concord, intending to seize caches of arms stored by local militias. They were met on the Lexington Town Green, and the skirmish was on. And that was the birth of the revolution. Fast forward 240 years to the day, and some of the residents of Lexington have come full circle. They're now advocating for the government to seize legally owned guns from the town's residents. The town of Lexington utilizes an annual town meeting to set policy bylaws and approve things like the town budget. The residents do not vote directly. Instead, they have approximately 200 town meeting members who vote in representation of their constituents. One such town meeting member, a Harvard professor named Robert Rotberg, has taken it upon himself to enact what he hopes will be a movement against assault weapons that could capture the state and therefore might explode to reach the country. He seized upon the recent ban enacted in Highland Park, Illinois, and has modeled his own ban, almost copying the language verbatim, filing it at the town meeting warrant as Article 34. Article 34 includes any firearm that's semi-automatic and can accept a magazine that will hold more than 10 rounds. That's all of them. Okay, it wouldn't be this one, not this Smith & Wesson M&P, because this will only hold 8. But, I mean, you know, this kind of gun is what would be left. And I'm sure they'd be coming for those later. It also has a provision in which Lexington's licensed gun owners who own firearms, including the ban, would be forced to sell, render inoperable, or have them seized and destroyed by the police department. They will be discussing Article 34 at their annual town meeting beginning on March the 21st. There will be a robust discussion before the vote, but ultimately it will come down to how the town meeting members vote. Lexington officials are quick to mention that the meeting is open to all, resident or not. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays. It really is. Will Lexington be the birthplace of the progressive gun prohibitionist revolution? Or will this be the place where Americans gather in a huge movement opposed to yet another unconstitutional proposal? April 19th. We'll be right back. MC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees, they keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, we're going to strip away a veneer of hoplophobia here. That's always a good thing. Welcome back. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Here, you are catching Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Is that right? Yeah, it is. For some reason, that just seemed weird to me. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to reactivegunworks.com for weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. Check them out. Takes them 2 days to transfer a gun. And here's what makes them unique. What they do is they stock the very hard to get items that are very high dollar that nobody stocks. And then if you want that infinity pistol that starts around $4,000, you don't have to wait on it. Most places, even the manufacturers, don't normally stock something like that. They do. Right now, they have a wealth of war sport rifles there that they're moving them. They are trying to move them. They're trying to move them at an outrageously good price. For those of you that looked at war sport and said, oh, that's a little too expensive, they've taken a few bucks off of them. Go check them out. ReactiveGunworks.com. I love it when a text pops in front of my face. Anyway, coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, who are turning into, and if you're listening, Dr. John Adine or Dr. Timothy Wheeler or any of you guys are a outstanding resource. MD Magazine, a New Jersey-based website for medical doctors, recently conducted a poll of 1,700 physicians, of whom 901 responded on their views about guns. Now, this was New Jersey, okay, I think. Results were mixed, but this is where they stripped away that veneer of hopophobia that is associated with the medical profession. This is not a scientific poll. Nobody needs to walk around going, oh, what a definitive way to go. I love that you do these stats. The sample population was limited to readers of MD Magazine, which right there is a major selection bias. The questions were poorly crafted and appear to demonstrate the prejudice and simple ignorance of the authors. And whoever wrote this is being quite charitable about this. So, and they declined to attribute to these authors the sordid motives of other mainstream media people who deliberately conflate other semi-automatic and fully automatic firearms using the media buzzword gun violence and otherwise seek to deceive their readers. The answers shed some light on what doctors really think. Here are some of the poll questions the physician respondents responded themselves, had hundreds of comments. Question one, do physicians have a role to play in curbing gun violence? 43.6% responded no, with 40.3% saying yes. 145 of the 901 doctors who responded to this question left comments. Of those 145 comments, 51% could be classified as reinforcing the no position. The no group included doctors who unequivocally said doctors should not get involved with this political issue, those who thought that roles should be limited to the dangerously mentally ill. Interesting. Question two, should the American Medical Association take a stand on gun control? Overwhelmingly, they repudiated this notion, with 57.65% saying no, 42.35% saying yes. Among the comments, focus your efforts on curing diseases, please. None of your business. This undermines the influence of the AMA. It should stick to medicine. All valid points. Question three, have you ever asked patients whether they have a gun in the home? This fails to distinguish between legitimate health-based inquiries, such as to a dangerously mentally ill patient, and garden variety AMA and AAP-style anti-gun patient propagandizing. 57.75% of the doctors said no. 42.25% said yes. That sort of seems to be the line under which they're working. Question four, do you own a gun? Many doctor respondents skipped this question of the 871 who did answer. A decisive 55.34% said yes. 44.66% said no. Question five, if you own a gun, do you use it for sport or personal protection? More doctors, 446, skipped this question than any of the other questions. That was likely out of concern for privacy, but of the 486 who did answer, 65.15% claimed personal protection, 34.85% sport. Many of the 177 commenters claimed both reasons. Question six, do you support stronger gun control measures? Let's see. one of the a lot of the comments were depends what measures means. The 53.33% yes, 46.67% no, seems to be considered of limited meaning. Question seven, which forms of gun control, if any, do you support? This was the least meaningful of question in the entire poll. It allowed only answer choices that were mostly media buzzwords. 320 of the physician respondents skipped this question, likely because the only possible answers only poorly represented their true opinions. The multiple choice answers and responses were increased background checks. The obvious question not asked was increased compared to what? Very few people who've never bought a gun have a clue just how thorough the current background check system is. Very few know what a Form 4473 is, or that even every gun purchaser must fill out one. And to lie on the form is a felony. Ban on assault weapons, 68.91% said yes. They're content to spread the gun prohibition movement's propaganda and polling their readers. Limits on magazine sizes, 61.51 said yes. Ban on concealed weapons, 41.45% said yes. Now it's, you know, that's sort of jumping all over the place. I don't know. The last question drew the greatest number of comments, 221, possibly because it is nothing but parroting of the gun prohibition movement's talking points, myths and all. One commenter summarized the doctor's opinions as well. None of these measures will curb gun violence because those who are responsible will not follow the laws. There's a reason doctors are smart people. And, you know, it's there's nothing I like better than peer pressure. I can sit out here and I can make as informed and intelligent an argument against certain things. And with certain doctors, they're just going to look at me like, really? But when a doctor does that, he can use the same things I'm saying and he's going to be punching holes in them. And that has a lot of value. That has a lot of value. If you haven't checked them out, go to drgo.com, I think it is. Or look for Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Go check out some of their posts. We'll be right back. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. This is a very unique shop. Go look at what they've got out there, and they're just adding to it as they go along. And their response time is outrageous. Discussions about the role of guns in society often founder under the weight of dueling statistics thrown out by both sides. So instead of getting involved in that little food fight, let's just talk about the ethics of armed self-defense. How much do you value your life? That's the first question. Now, we have a very strong pacifist streak that originated some of the Christian denominations and spread to non-religious people, most notably during the 1960s, and it is now associated with the liberal side of the political spectrum and with those who support strict gun control. It is easy to find people who say they would never use potentially lethal force against another person, even to save their own lives from criminal assault. Under this principle, the life of a violent sociopath is more valuable to them than their own. You have the right to place value on your life, and you should be able to. You should be able to value it to the highest degree you can imagine. Do you have an obligation to your loved ones? If you won't save your own life by using lethal force, what about your spouse or your children or your coworkers? If you allow yourself to be killed by a violent attacker, what effect will this have on those who depend on you? If you are responsible for supporting them and you are killed, the results will be devastating, no matter how much life insurance you may have. Let's say you're not killed, but suffer a brain injury that leaves you unable to work. Or you are abused in ways that leave you unable to work due to lifelong psychological issues. This is worse than death, because now you become a burden to those that you felt obliged to provide for. Giving up your life for your beliefs is one thing, but making people you care about suffer for those beliefs is something much more serious. Do you have an obligation to your neighbors? If an intruder breaks into your home while you're there, or you are suddenly the victim of a carjacking, you must decide if you are going to fight, flee, or if you can, or maybe even submit. Let's say the criminal leaves unharmed, and let's ignore whatever he did to you, be it fatal, crippling, or just degrading. He's now free to repeat this kind of attack again. As a matter of fact, he's feeling pretty good, so he's probably going to, he can't wait to do it again. You have just enabled him by not fighting back. Is self-defense a right or a responsibility? We all have a responsibility to defend ourselves and our communities from criminals with whatever force is allowed by law. And this concept, sadly, of personal responsibility has faded from our culture. Too many of us expect our government to protect us from all possible threats to our health, safety, and happiness without much effort being required on our part. Ask them in Cologne how that worked out. In a utopian world, perhaps the government could do all of those things, but in real life, too little money, too much incompetence, too few of them. Aren't you taking the law into your own hands? In a self-defense situation, you don't need a judge and jury or the CSI team to know who is committing a violent crime. The criminal is the fellow assaulting you. You are justified fully in using lethal force if you are justifiably in fear of your life and the lives of others. You are only considered a vigilante if you go out looking for trouble. Can you rely on the police to protect you? Very simply, no. Okay, enough said. Here's an interesting contradiction. Some people feel that self-defense, especially with a weapon, is a dirty, low-class, and risky thing that smart, civilized people don't do. Yet they feel it's perfectly okay for police officers to risk their lives to protect us. Are the lives of the cops less valuable than yours? I say not. What are the odds that a person will have to use force in self-defense? It's not that high. The thought of being in a violent self-defense situation and possibly using lethal force for many people is very stressful due to their upbringing, their religion, or the conditioning by the media. They just can't or won't think about it. I've already had to do it, so I will not have any trouble if I ever have to do it again. I will simply go to that step. Whatever stats you may happen to see or believe or disbelieve, it is virtually certain that they don't apply to your unique situation. This is something that each person needs to determine for themselves. The analogy of keeping a fire extinguisher in the home, the odds of a house fire are extremely low, and the cost of a good extinguisher is significant. So is it better to go without one? Would you like the government to decide that for you? Here's another interesting contradiction. Many people who look down on gun ownership feel their risk of being violently victimized is so low that they don't need to own a gun. They see it. They say they feel perfectly safe. Yet these same people often act as if they are terrified by the presence of guns in the society around them and support all manner of restrictive gun laws. So, who should decide? Since the cost-benefit calculations are different for each person, is it realistic to apply the usual one-size-fits-all type of government regulation to the questions who can use firearms for self-defense and what kind is best suited for your needs? If you're satisfied with how government manages our education system, our defense procurement, immigration, health care, and criminal justice system, then for you, the answer is yes. For the rest of us, the answer is no. Do you think... Here, let me think of some things. Post office. How long has the post office been hemorrhaging money? That's the government. That's the government in control right there. That is the government happening right there. Why
Are they incompetent with that? It seems like a pretty straightforward thing. Well, it was in the beginning, but it has become mired in all kinds of minutiae since then, which government is also very good at doing. If you were to, you know, the last time we had a government shutdown, the skeleton crews that were able to run and execute certain tasks of the government should have been telling. Now, they don't take news cameras into these places and let you see a building that's designed to house 400 when 40 people are getting it done. They're never going to do that. This is because your tax money is it's a frenzy of food at the trough of the government employee. So, is government the way to go? Is government relying on the government to take care of you? Is that the way to go? No. No, it is not. They will show up when the all clear has been given. In the meantime, when things are going really, really bad, you're on your own. If you have to call somebody, think about this. You're out there and you're saying, I don't want a gun because I'm way above that. What's that trouble? Let's call people with guns. Pick up the phone right now, Matilda, and call somebody with a gun. Call the cops. Tell them to bring guns. We need guns here. Wouldn't it be better for us to have? Shut up, Matilda. Just call the cops. No, I don't want a gun of my own. Okay. There's another contradiction for you. There's another contradiction. It's okay for them to have guns to take care of you, although they're going to be late getting there. They are going to be late getting there. So, bear all of that in mind. The ethics of self-defense, somebody attacks you. My rule is this. I've got two cheeks. I will turn both, and after that, I'm coming out of the corner. We will be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Going to be joined by Rob Morse at the Polite Society Podcast. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. I'm wearing their hat. They sent me a very nice hat. Actually, two. Two very nice hats. In addition to that, which I ordered, you always have to take the time. I do it so you won't have to. Taking the time to make sure that they can deliver the goods. Here is my Springfield M1A SOCOM CQB, which I ordered and it got sent out on Monday. It made it here by Wednesday. It took me till today to pick it up. And I'm stunned by how much this little gun weighs. It doesn't hardly weigh any. This is truly for me. This is a bigger caliber. This can be my AK. Except it's Americanish. Check them out. ReactiveGunWorks.com. Now, coming out of San Francisco, federal judge has sentenced former California State Senator Leland Yee yesterday to 5 years in prison after acknowledging a plea deal. He accepted thousands of dollars in bribes and discussed helping an undercover FBI agent buy automatic weapons from the Philippines. Senior District Court Judge Charles Breyer called the weapons allegations against Yee, a gun control advocate, unfathomable and said it was frightening that Yee would be willing to go entirely against his public position on guns in exchange for money. Breyer said during the hearing, what did he say? I don't feel I should be lenient. The crimes that you committed have resulted in essentially an attack on democratic institutions. But his sentence fell on the low end of guidelines that called for a prison term between 4 years, 9 months, and 6 years. And prosecutors had recommended an 8-year sentence. Yee's attorneys had called for no more than 5 years, 3 months behind bars, saying Yee has a history of public service and his wife was ill. Yee, 67, told the judge before sentencing that he had accepted responsibility for his crimes and wanted to take care of his disabled wife. He said, nothing will ever take away those crimes and those actions. Nothing I will ever do will take away the pain that I have caused to my family, friends, constituents, and supporters. He's been free pending sentencing. Breyer ordered him to surrender in 30 days. Yee and his attorney declined comment outside the courtroom. He's a longtime politician who has also served in the state assembly and on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Pled guilty in July to one count of conspiracy to engage in racketeering. Charges filed as part of an organized crime investigation in Chinatown that led to charges against more than two dozen people. They also snared Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, a flamboyant leader of the Yi Kung Tong. Federal agents say one of Chow's associates was Keith Jackson, a former San Francisco school board president and well-known political consultant who raised money for Yee's unsuccessful mayoral run in 2011 and his bid for Secretary of State, which that election took place while he was running for Secretary of State, while he was also under indictment, still managed to get 400,000 votes. Yee was looking for money to win the race for Secretary of State as he was being forced from the state Senate by term limits. Prosecutor Susan Badger said Senator Yee abused that trust and faith in the worst possible way. It wasn't actually for personal financial wealth. It was to retain power as a public official. Jackson led authorities to Yee and pleaded guilty to a racketeering charge. He received a 9-year prison sentence Wednesday. Yee acknowledged accepting $11,000 in exchange for setting up a meeting with another state senator, $10,000 for recommending someone for a grant, and $6,800 for providing a certificate on gold. Where'd he go? On California State Senate letterhead honoring the Yee Kung Tong. He also acknowledged that he discussed helping an undercover agent buy automatic weapons from the Philippines that were intended to be brought to the U.S. for distribution. He's sorry now because he got caught. That's why he's sorry, not because he's contrite. He's not contrite. He's not contrite. He thinks he should be able just to take care of his wife, and his punishment is he doesn't get to be in power anymore. He doesn't get to be in charge of anything anymore. And he leaves behind a mess. He leaves behind a bunch of politicians who are going to carry on his work quite well. But he needs to go to jail. You and I don't own the kind of weapon. We're never going to own the kind of weapons he was bringing here. He was going to there's a lot of parts left out of this text. Okay, a lot out of this prep. He was going to places and testing these things, testing RPGs, rocket propelled grenades. He was testing these things. These were being brought here for distribution. These were not going to be something that you and I bought, because they wouldn't be put out there in a legitimate stream for purchase. This was going to be something that was going to make it into the hands of criminals. Maybe, maybe the tongs. Maybe the tongs. Anyway, all of this notwithstanding, I'm glad to see him go down. This guy didn't trust. His constituents to have a gun. Doesn't trust anyone to have a gun, and yet he facilitated bringing true automatic weapons, true weapons meant for combat. Not weapons of war, mind you, weapons meant for combat, as I call them. And he was going to see to it that they got out there. And he gets away on racketeering. I think he should be really walloped. I'm glad he's going down for something. We'll see, I guess. I don't know. This part of it is going to be interesting, but beyond that, a gun grabber going to jail for gun running. That's the kind of irony that you can't write that. You can't get out there and say, well, let's think of a really good story that we could write that sounds completely beyond the pale. I can't think of anything. I don't even know what it would be. far as the rest of it is concerned, you know, at the end of the day, I happen to think all people that would disarm you and leave you helpless are evil. The fact that one of them goes down and goes to jail, I take delight in that. Which should, you know, shouldn't surprise you or anything, because after all, I was up here earlier in the show saying, why don't we just take these guys from Gitmo and just shoot them? I'm sort of tired of all this messing around and you know, dancing and tap dancing around certain things. I'm sort of tired of it. So long, Leland. We'll see ye in what, 5 years? I'm sure he'll be out prior to that, though. He'll be at some. I'm sure he's not going to be doing hard times. It's not going to be like he's at Rikers Island. No. He'll be somewhere nice and germane, or not germane, excuse me. Nice and he'll be at some sort of white collar place, I'm sure. They'll look at him as a white collar type. 67 years old. Never done a hard day's work in his life, except for when he's out testing weapons. In any event, finally, one of them goes down in flames. No, I don't have any sort of. I'm not bitter about anything at all. But I do like to see a gun grabber go down. That always makes me just giggle. Makes me giggle. And he did it for power, and he did it for, what, 20? The bribery is, what, $28,000. That's what you guys in California were worth to him, 28 grand. Coming up next, Rob Morse. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.